Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do your day a listen. Fam, I hope you are having a great day. It is a great day. Thank God it's Friday, fam. It is a whole new month and I am so excited for this month because I believe this month is going to be good for us. It's going to bring forth blessings for us. Man, I am so excited for that. I cannot wait for it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praises to God. Oh, honor belongs to God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Fam, if you are listening today, you are blessed. And so, in the previous episode, I said that episode had the song Up Where We Belong with it. But then when I went back and I was listening to it, and I was looking for the song and I couldn't find it. And I was like, wait a minute. So, you know, I thought to myself and I said, I'm just going to add it in the next episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you one of my all-time favorite songs from Sissy. Man, I love this song. I'm in love with the song. I give you Up Where We Belong.
Oh, but the road is still.
such a beautiful song, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Man, I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. Man, what a blessing. What a blessing. Fam, today I will be reading from Psalm 76, 1 to 12. And you already know who wrote this. Once again, it is a psalm of Asaph. And man, Asaph has been bringing it. He's been bringing it hot, telling it like it is, keeping it real. And so, man, I am so excited to get into this psalm specifically. And today I will be reading from the New Living Translation version, and NLT. And once again, that is Psalm 76, 1 to 12. And it reads, God is honored in Judah, his name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where he lives. Mount Zion is his home. There he has broken the fiery arrows of the enemy, the shields and the swords and the weapons of war. Man, and that's something. Fam, God is honored everywhere. And his name is great, not only in Israel, but his name is great. His name is great everywhere. North, east, south, west, his name is great. Therefore, fear not about the weapons of the enemy, because God has broken them. He has destroyed whatever weapons of war they may have. The enemy can do nothing to you if God is the one protecting you, if God is the one watching you, and God loves you. He loves to keep you safe. He loves to protect you. He loves you. Even when you don't love him, he loves you. Even when you don't obey, he loves you. And nothing like the love of God, and nothing like it. So I am so thankful and I am grateful to Father God. It goes on to say, you are glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. God is more glorious. He is glorious. Oh, my Father. Oh, my Father is so glorious. Y'all don't even know. More than the everlasting mountains. More than that, even more than all the wonders of the world combined together, he is more glorious than that. You know, this world is a beautiful place. If only you could see it for its beauty. You know, you look outside and even the simple, you know, creatures and the simple nature. I mean, it is beautiful. It is beautiful, but all that combined together, you know, only says God is glorious. Only shows how beautiful he is, how glorious he is. Man. I am just in awe and speechless to how wonderful, how glorious God is. It goes on to say, our borders enemies have been plundered. They lie before us in the sleep of death. No warrior could lift a hand against us. Of course not. At the blast of your breath, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots lie still. And you're like, no wonder you are greatly feared. Who can stand before you when your anger explodes? Oh, you don't want to be the one standing before God when his anger explodes. No, sir. And then he goes on to say, from heaven you sentenced your enemies. So from heaven they've been sentenced, yo. The enemy has been sentenced. He has a death sentence for life, and nothing he can do to destroy the plans and the purpose that God has for you. But it takes you It's gonna take you to accept your God-given purpose. It's gonna take you to see things for what they are. It's gonna take you to obey God. It's gonna take you to sacrifice. It's gonna take you to be the one to seek God. Because yes, God has blessed you. Of course, He loves you. He protects you. He is for you. Yes, He is. He is for you. And the enemy has already been sentenced from heaven. And so what is his goal? Oh, he doesn't want to be alone in that sentence. Of course, he doesn't want to be in hell alone. Of course, he doesn't want to go to hell alone. I mean, are you kidding? Of course, he doesn't want to be alone in the fiery places, in the depths of hell, burning, you know, with anguish and all that. Of course, he doesn't want to be alone. You know, he hates you. He hates God's creation. And so his way of getting back at God is like, okay, if I can get his most beloved creation, the one that he's proud of, the one that he looks up to, if I can get them with me, if I can trap them, if I can enslave them, if I can keep them in bondage and strongholds, if I can do that, then I'm poking God in the eye, then I'm getting back at him. You know, it's kind of like a revenge, you know, thing for the enemy. It's kind of like a tit for tat, you know, like, oh, you did this to me. Oh, you sentenced me to hell. I'm not going alone. If you sentenced me to hell, I'm not going alone. That's the enemy's mindset. And so what does he do? He goes after God's greatest creation, which is man. That's what he does. I mean, he left all the animals, he left the birds, he left the nature and everything, you know, and he said, I'm gonna go after your greatest creation. I'm gonna go after your children, whom you are proud of, the ones that you love so much, because I'm not gonna go alone. And so it's gonna take you to know that, to recognize that, to awaken, to be woke, and not be lied to by the enemy, and not live a life, a meaningless life, a life that you didn't get out to live your purpose, you know, your God-given purpose, and you didn't get to live out your blessings because you've been blinded by the lies of the enemy. And that is shame. And that is shame. It is a shame that when God has blessed you and He's favored you and He's given you a great purpose, that you lived your entire life on earth being lied to by the enemy and came to nothing because of that. And nothing came out because of that. It is a great shame. It is a great shame. Then it goes on to say, the earth trembled and stood silent before you. You stood up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. God has come to rescue the oppressed. Because once He stood up to judge the evil, you know, the next thing was to rescue. I'm gonna rescue my child. I'm gonna rescue my people. I'm gonna rescue my most beloved creation. And how did He do that? He sent His Son. Because while the enemy is over there thinking like, hey, I'm not gonna go alone to hell. Like, ain't no way. I'm not going down alone. I'm not going down alone. I'm not going down alone. God is like, no. Mercy said no. Mercy said no. And so God, you know, sends His Son. Because He doesn't want to let the enemy have his plans and lies on His children. No parent wants to see their child fail, their child miserable and hating and in anguish, you know, and oppressed and in depression and all that. Who wants to see that? Which parent? Which one? Which one? Which one? If you love your child, there is no way. There is no way. Because when you love your child, I'm talking about love. When you love your child, you want the best for them. You want them to prosper. You want them to succeed. You want them to live the best life ever. You want them to be full of joy and peace and grace and favor and blessings. And so God sends down his son. He's like, no, you don't get to have your clothes on my child. And no way. And then verse 10 says, human defiance only enhances your glory, for you use it as a weapon. You know, it makes no sense for you to be in defiance to the word of God and to the will of God. That's a shame. It's a shame because you look around and so many are in defiance to Father God and they don't even know it. They don't even recognize it. And some do. Some do know that. Some do recognize that what they are doing is right, but they do it anyway. You know, because they don't want to be set free, delivered from the strongholds and whatnot. That's a shame. And then it goes on to say, 11, make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. Let everyone bring tribute to the awesome God. Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. You know, it's one thing. It is one thing to make vows. It is another thing to keep them. So the word of God wants us to not only make the vows to God, but keep them. Keep them. Be trustworthy. Be honorable. Be humble. Be humble because so many are walking around making these vows to God and they don't even keep them. Oh God, I'm going to worship you and you don't even worship. Oh God, I'm going to pray and praise you and you don't even do that. Oh, I've been set free. I prayed the repentance prayer and you don't even live that way. What kind of vows are y'all making? Because I'm telling you, fam, at the end of the day, you want to be the one that makes the vows and keep them. You want to be the one that makes vows and keep them. Because why make them in the first place if you're not going to keep them? Might as well not make them, right? That's the only thing that makes sense. Like, might as well not make them because you're not going to keep them anyway. But if you're going to use your strongest weapon, which is your mouth, your tongue, you're going to use your strongest weapon to make vows, you better keep them. You better keep them. And let everyone bring tribute to the awesome one. Last but not least, for he breaks the pride of princes and the kings of the earth fear him. And that is the whole chapter, y'all. So short, yet meaningful. We're in times where you can't afford to keep sleeping on. We're living in times where you can't afford to still be in defiance to God. We're living in times where you can't afford to make vows and not keep them. We're living in times where you need to wake up. The church has been sleeping for so long. It is time to wake up. I said it is time to wake up. And that begins with the renewing of your heart and your mind. Give God your heart of stone so that he can make it a heart of flesh. Pray the repentance prayer. Repent, repent, repent. And make vows to the Lord and keep them. Do not be defiant against the word, against God. Because you win nothing in the end by being that way. Matter of fact, the enemy is only winning if you're being that way. Because he's not going to go down alone. But Father God has given us the choice, and the freedom. You have a choice. Am I gonna make vows to God and keep them, or am I just gonna keep living this way as long as I'm living my best life, right? As long as I'm getting things done, right? As long as I'm waking up, going to work, coming back, blah, 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 living life, year in, year out, month out. It's like, what is all that for? If you can't even open your eyes to what's going around, to the realness of it, or to God, to the word of God, wake up and don't be defiant. That's the message for today. And so for those willing to pray the repentance prayer with me, please pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit, I cast it at your feet. Every private thought, I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me, cleanses me, covers me, and makes me whole. Father, I receive your son Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, fam. And if you pray that prayer, the angels dance in heaven. Hey, hey, it's a party up in heaven. Hey. But fam, I hope that you've been blessed by this segment. With that being said, fam, be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.